James O'Connor is Group Vice President for Ford's North America Marketing Sales and Service. And sales is where our conversation began, with a prediction. We asked whether 2003 would see a decline in new car and light truck sales in the U.S.
There might be a little bit of a pullback, but a modest pullback, but it could be, we think, around the 16.5 million range.
The sales slowdown in the latter part of 2002 is attributed by some analysts to the public growing bored with the large customer incentives that have driven the market for over a year. 0% financing and $3,000 or $4,000 rebates on many vehicles.
Clearly, they're still very effective. I mean, if you could get a mortgage at 0.00, would you go out and buy a house or refinance? So, I mean, when you put out 0.00, smart customers buy because it's such a good buy. So, you know, I think that's we haven't run the course yet.
An analyst from J.D. Power and Associates has predicted that if sales trends continue, Toyota will pass Ford as the number one seller of cars in the U.S. in the next few months. It would be the first time in history an import brand was number one, even though Ford still leads in overall sales with light trucks. We asked Jim O'Connor if Toyota's surge is a threat.
Ford Motor Company, the Ford brand itself, does around 3 million units, cars and trucks. Toyota will probably do about 1.5 million. Very good performance. But our focus hasn't really been on trying to beat Toyota. It's really restore the company to profitability.
A variety of issues affect Ford's chances at restoring profitability. A shortage of money to finance new product, quality problems, excess plant capacity, heavy pension debt, and rising health care costs for employees. The company has more than enough to keep it busy. In our next report, Jim O'Connor will comment on those challenges. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.